Reports. BBC Asian Network. But first, concerns British Asian women are putting their lives at risk by not going for regular smear tests. Every year in the UK, hundreds die from cervical cancer. But doctors say if it's caught early, it is treatable. The problem is many British Asian women are missing vital checkups with their GPs. Asian Network's Ushma Mistry has more.
Deepa was diagnosed with cervical cancer 2 years ago, and she says the symptoms weren't so obvious at first.
It wasn't until probably 3 months before I was diagnosed I started to have other symptoms, and I kind of went on the internet, had a look, and as I kept reading through it, I realised that I actually have many of the symptoms of cervical cancer.
And like many women, she waited to get checked out.
I had a screening appointment due anyway, so I waited, which really I should have just gone. Went to my screening appointment, and then obviously the results came back as severely abnormal. And then I had to go for another internal to the hospital. That's when they said to me, you know, I'm really sorry, but it's a cancerous tumour.
Getting screened regularly meant Deepa's cancer was picked up quite quickly. But Joe's Cervical Cancer Trust says its research showed that more than 50% of ethnic minority women didn't think screening was necessary, compared to 67% of white women. Robert Music is the director of the trust.
One of the pieces of research highlighted some real concerns about knowledge, about relevance, about cervical screening amongst BME communities. So, for example, at a basic level of understanding what screening was for, over 90-odd percent of white women knew what screening was for, but only 70% of Asian women.
My name is Adeola Olaitan. I'm a consultant gynaecologist and gynaecological oncologist. It is important for women to be screened for the prevention of cervical cancer because screening protects women against cervical cancer. There can be changes in the cervix, which are not cancer, but if they're undetected, can go on to develop into cancer.
Robert says more needs to be done to make Asian communities more aware of the importance of cervical screening.
For older Asian women, women sort of 55 plus, the numbers were far less likely regarding saying they would attend versus white women. And we know that survival rates for older Asian women are potentially twice as bad as they are for white women.
Deepa says she knows many Asian women who don't bother getting screened, but she says it's the only way any cancers can be picked up.
Now, I was fortunate that I started to have symptoms and mine was still quite early on, whereas they do say that symptoms occur a lot of the time in the late stages. So, I mean, I knew that you could have abnormal cells. I knew why it was important to go for screening. You really don't think it's going to happen to you.
Robert says the charity has listened to the concerns of Asian women, which came up in their research.
You know, the stereotypical, I guess, information that goes out at the moment has images of white women, quite often young white women. And that's one of the things that the research came back with, that it doesn't really feel relevant. So definitely it's about appropriate images of women from their own community, from their own age group. The mantra from the charity is investment, investment, targeting and targeting. And otherwise we're not going to see a difference in potential screening uptake and then lives lost because of this disease.
Joe's Cervical Cancer Trust is currently working with the NHS Cancer Screening Programme to target Asian communities to raise awareness of cervical cancer and prevention of the disease.
And you can get more information on screening from Joe's Cervical Cancer Trust website.
You're listening to Asian